Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Eruvin Daf Tes. As the Gemara is coming to explain a Braisa, the Braisa says in a situation where the Keter was Meshucha, Oituluya, it was hanging and or pulled away from the walls of the Mavoi. The Gemara says in the name of Rav Ashi Omar, this is around 8 to 10 lines down, Meshucha Vituluya. It's talking about that it was both Mashach, it was pulled away, and it was also Tuluya. The Hechidami, what's the Hechitimtsa? What's the case? Gigain? Shenoat Shte Yesedis Akumba Sal Shne Kaisle Mavoy, Shein Megoivan Gimel, Vein Ba'akmi Musan Gimel. Person put two nails into the walls, the top of the walls of the Mavoy, on an angle. And if you look at the picture in Rashi, you basically have a Kaira, you have the top beam on top of these nails that are on an angle, not directly on top of the Kaisle HaMavoi. And the Gemara says, Ma'o Dutema, Oy Lavod Amrinon, Oy Chavod Amrinon. Either we say Lavod, or we say Chavod. Lavod V'Chavod Loy Amrinon. I'm not going to say both Lavod and Chavod. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush of the Braisa is that if it's Pachis Mishloisha, you don't have to put on another Kaira. The Kaira that you have there is okay with Lavod and with Chavod. Now, Lavod, we know what Lavod is. Lavod says that if something is within three Tvachim of the other place, the other thing where it's supposed to go, Lavod says that it's Mechubar. Chavot, Kipshutai, is a type of good asik, a type of good achis, where you bring down, you lower, in this situation, will bring the Kaira lower down from where it is above the top of the Mavoy, will bring it down three Tvachim, and then we'll use Lavod to bring it and be Mechaber to the Kaisel. And the question that the Rishonim ask, the Ran and the Rashba ask is, why do I have to have both of these halachas? Why doesn't Lavod work for both? If I have that this Kaira is within three Tvachim, both from side to side, it's within three Tvachim of the Kaisle HaMavoi, and from top to bottom, it's within three Tvachim of the Kaisle HaMavoi, why can Lavod do the job, do the trick for both? So the Rashba says, in a Chanami, it has to be that the alachsoin, the angle from which the Kaira meets the top of the Mavoi is more than three Tvachim. Therefore, you're not going to be able to say Lavod. You need Chavod and Lavod together to be able to bring this Kaira down and be Machshir the Mavoi. However, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik in Chidushei Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Hei, Halacha Chaf Aleph, he says a Chiddush. He says that, no, really, this is talking about where it's within three Tvachim. And the reason why I need both is because he says all Lavod does is Lavod gives a din chibur. Lavod makes a mechubur. He says, and the reason why I have to have the halach of Chavod Rami and I can't have Lavod by itself is because even after Lavod, the kair of the beam is still considered in its place before the lumness of Lavod. Before the lumness of Lavod that made a mechubur, the mavi still practically in its place. It's not Al-Gabe Mavoi. It's not on top of the Kaisle HaMavoi. So in order to be Machshir, the Mavoi, which requires the Kaira to be Al-Gabe Mavoi, Lavod's not going to help. You have to have the Halacha of Chavod Rami, which brings it down. And then it will be considered that the Kaira is on top of the Mavoi. And Chaim continues and says, a Chiddush the other way as well. Meaning, the Rashba, who says that the only time I have to come out to Chavod Rami and Lavod is where I have the Alachsoin is more than three Tvachim. That means that I have, and I say Chavod Rami, that brings the Kaira down, and then I could say Lavod on top of that to connect it to the walls of the Mavoi. Chaim says, and he's coming to answer Taisus' question over here, beyond the scope of this discussion, where Chaim says that if I have to use Chavod Rami to bring something down within three Tvachim, but it's only down imaginary, it's not really within three Tvachim, Lavod's not going to help. Rashba al-Karchach held, and he wants to say that Taisus held that way also, that if I say Chavod Rami and I bring something down in Lamdus with Halach L'Moshe Misinai, they hold that I could say Lavod. However, Reb Chaim says that you can only say Lavod when something is bepoil within three Tvachim. If in Lamdus, in the Halach L'Moshe Misinai world, it became within three Tvachim, there you can't say Lavod. That's why Reb Chaim says that the Gemara is talking about that everything is Teich Gimel, and therefore I need both Chavod and Lavod. Lavod only makes a Chibur, and Chavod actually brings it to where it's supposed to be. Have a wonderful day.